USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has been issuing pardons, one to former San Francisco 49ers owner Edward DeBartolo Jr. Former 49ers stars Jerry Rice, Ronnie Lott, and Charles Haley were at the White House for the signing ceremony. Also, Junk Bond King Michael Milken was also pardoned, along with a few others. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
He'll be able to go back home with his family after serving 8 years in jail. That was a tremendously powerful, ridiculous sentence in my opinion.
President talking with reporters at Joint Base Andrews before leaving for California. The president also talks about pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The death toll from an outbreak of the coronavirus has now topped 2,000, according to health officials. South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of the COVID-19 infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess is the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside China, with 88 new cases confirmed on Tuesday. That raised the total to 542 passengers infected with the disease since it was placed under a 14-day quarantine on February 3rd. Also, two chartered flights returned to the U.S. with 328 American evacuees from the cruise ship late on Sunday and Monday. Among the passengers were 14 who tested positive for the virus, nearly doubling the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. to 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
History will be made when the Chicago Blackhawks host the St. Louis Blues next month. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The March 8th game will be the first time ever that a National Hockey League contest will be broadcast and produced by a crew entirely comprised of women. The broadcast will air nationwide on NBC Sports Network. It will coincide with International Women's Day. Kate Scott will call play-by-play alongside U.S. Olympic gold medalists Kendall Coyne Schofield and A.J. Molesko. And throughout the broadcast, there will be nods to those who have made their mark on women's hockey and sports in general. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Premise will be honoring Canadian rock band Rush with a special cover tour in 2020. The group shared plans Tuesday for A Tribute to Kings, a new North American tour that will feature Primus performing Rush's 1977 album, A Farewell to Kings. The band will also perform its own music. Primus vocalist bassist Les Claypool said, "A Farewell to Kings was the first Rush record he ever heard and features his favorite Rush song, Sinus X1. Primus and Rush have crossed paths several times over the years, including when Primus opened for them on a tour in 1992. The Tribute to Kings tour begins May 26 in Irving, Texas, and ends August 2 in Phoenix, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.